June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got Tank Top Corey Majors and famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, actually, Alec, I'm going to turn my attention to you first.
Oh, no.
Would you love it if the persona of Tank Top Corey Majors was different than actual Corey Majors? It was like when, you know, Finn Balor would be the demon or whatever. Like,
yes.
It's different, Corey.
I want this to be a character. I want it to be, I know, like you were explaining earlier, Thursday, you know, you guys are going to be gone, but every Thursday during the summer.
Hey, by the way, who's going to be on in that spot?
Oh, I think myself, nice. Zach Wolchuk, Carter Freeman, live at Globe Life Field, 10 to 1 tomorrow, Comerica Backyard, come say hi. But yeah, Corey, I think this needs to be a character. You need to work yourself into a shoot, brother.
Okay. All right. So basically, I need to bring my guitar in and be El Vagabundo, if you will, and write some songs.
I do not know if anybody listening right now has any idea what that's a reference to that's not in this room.
There's a wrestler, all right? And I'm pretty sure he wore a scarf or something. I don't know.
It was Elias.
And his name's Elias. And one night I looked up, I decided, you know what? I'm watching wrestling tonight. Mm. And out of nowhere, this dude walks down to the middle of the stage with a guitar and just starts playing a song. I was like, this is my character right here. And he said, El Vagabundo. And I was like, I love it. And I guess the character only existed for like two shows.
Yeah, because he like got kicked out of wrestling. So he came back with a mask. And so, yeah, this is Masked Corey.
Yeah.
Tank Top Corey.
I don't know. So that's the thing, though. I'll just be me. Because I feel like my character's already kind of all over the place. You never really know what to expect from me. I'm not a wild card like Mike was, but I do have some things going on in my mind.
All right. Huh. Well, would you guys rather start? Would you guys rather start with the Panthers or the Rangers? Because the Panthers scored as many goals as the Rangers had hits.
Oh,
okay,
come on,
dude. I guess.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Did that hurt your feelings?
Yeah.
Is that factually inaccurate?
No, it just didn't feel like it was necessary. All right.
Was it not? It is necessary. No. So we're going to keep this offense on its toes.
Will you tell Boach that today?
Yeah. I have a question about runners in scoring position and how much it matters if you don't actually drive them in.
Yep, that's a good point. I guess then let's talk a little bit about the Hockeys.
All right. Give me cut number one, because you know what? There was a whole lot of these last night. I'm sorry.
Works it back.
Thank you.
Now across from Ekholm to Bouchard. Reinhardt with the steal. Nice move. Close to the net.
All right. So that was actually cut number three. So props to Alec for being able
smart.
To interpret
nice
what
work,
I
man.
Was trying to Bad. Say. All right. Give me cut number five, because this man was going off last night.
Now Barkov with it. Defended by Henrik. Carter Verhaeghe turns. Shoots. Knocked down by Skinner. Puck is loose. Score! Sent towards the net by Barkov.
Now, you knew it wasn't going to be a Rangers highlight because I said they went off. So, although I guess in a way, the Rangers offense just went off.
Oh my gosh. They had scored a run.
They did. They did.
For a while,
it looked like they were going to get like two hit.
Yeah.
And I was concerned about that. Reinhardt would go on to score two more goals. Now, part of that is because Edmonton pulled the goalie with about 7 minutes left to go.
Yeah, that was a
And like,
you know what?
Really?
The announcers, too, everybody that was announcing on the show was like, great move. This is a smart thing because you have this much ground to cover.
Yes, their offense couldn't do jack S. So, like, why not? And I also think, this is just a theory, that Edmonton saw how Skinner reacted to the third goal, and they were like, we might as well not have a goalie.
Dude.
Because he blocked it. And then he just stood there and just watched the puck and was like, well, I guess that guy's going to get it.
It was goal four. It was goal four, definitely, when I looked over. They showed the bench for Edmonton, and everybody on the bench, their heads were just hanging. McDavid was staring into nothing.
He really was.
Yeah, that was the moment where it was like, oh my gosh, this thing is completely over. We don't even have another game after this one. This is wild though, dude. Marchand was the one that everybody's like, he was the one that made everything happen for the team, right? Like, everybody loved what Marchand did. Bennett wins the Conn Smythe. Reinhart scored four goals last night.
I believe he was the second player in the history of the Stanley Cup final to do that.
Dude, this team just, they looked loaded. And they are
goalie
loaded.
Goalie is unbelievable.
And that's why they can play as aggressive as they want. They can play as aggressive as they were. Dude, their aggressiveness was insane last night, too. They just kept going at it. They're up 3-0, and they're just like, let's add a fourth. Let's keep going at it. And their goalie, because they know their goalie has their back. He was like, I'm going to shut the door tonight, and he did.
Look, it's tough, and it pains me to say this for the person asking if Florida would have swept the Stars. You saw the first two games of this series when it looked like this could be an all-time great series, and the Stars did not belong up against the Panthers. They just didn't. It's really interesting. You look at, this was a dominant series victory, even though it did go six. Both of Edmonton's wins were in overtime. And then you look at the other three Florida wins outside the double overtime win that it felt like they had to get. But now looking back, maybe they didn't.
Yeah.
They dominated 6-1, 5-2, 5-1. Now, I know that includes several open net goals, but you felt the dominance last night, and even the game that they lost, or one of the games that went to overtime, they had a massive lead. Florida was clearly the better team than Edmonton.
When you watched them play, did you become a fan of Florida?
It's hard not to enjoy how good they are at hockey. I did kind of feel bad for Connor McDavid, because he's the best player in the world, and he still doesn't have the cup to show for it. But
and what time it is time, right? It's time for him to start looking for another team.
Oh yeah, it's time for super team buildup for
time,
sure.
It's time for him to say, okay, you know what? I'm gonna Kevin Durant the son of a gun. I gotta get my ring. If I'm that good, I guess I need to go to the Stars and team up with Mikko.
Okay, obviously I would support that. How the hell we could possibly make that work, I don't know. But Wyatt, I also feel Robo. Bad for this person on Twitter.
Oh no.
I tweeted out last night, as you would expect, shocker, the trophy that essentially belongs to America, staying in America, because that's what I say. And then somebody named the Sport Dogter MD said, man, you're a dumbass. And then they posted a thing from Wikipedia.
Oh.
To let me know about the origins of the Stanley Cup. So, not quite sure if the sarcasm translated there. It kind of feels like it
did. Did you explain it to him, or did you let it go after that?
I just let it go.
You just let it be. That's the way to do that, dude.
If you don't get it, then like I'm probably not going to go explain
trophy.
It to you.
It's been that way for a long, 35 years now?
33 straight years,
Keep
believe.
Rolling. Let's keep that thing going, and maybe bring one to Texas.
The 3-2-1, McDavid needs to go to an American team. That's a great point. That is a great point.
What's more American than Texas?
Man, nothing.
I've always said Texas is just one big America.
Which is still...
Always said that since the night.
He actually has said that for a really long time. It has perplexed me the entirety of the time.
But
that
it also
he's
makes
made
a lot
statement.
Of sense, doesn't it?
It kind of does. But that's just because I've known you for a long time. If we had never met, I'd be like, this person is an idiot. But now that I know you for a really long time, I realize it's
new
just
listeners every
one
day,
piece
every 3 minutes
in the genius of Corey Majors. All right. Well, let's go ahead and fire up what is surely a plethora of Rangers offensive highlights. I don't know. Give me cut number two. Surely that's the Rangers.
Liner over the top and to the plate. And Bobby cranks it deep to left field. That one is way back, and that one is gone.
That was amazing.
First home run he's ever hit in this ballpark. Oh. It comes in his 10th game here. It makes it 5-1 Kansas City. Home run number 9, RBI number 39 for Bobby Witt Jr.
Knew it like as soon as he swung.
Yeah.
And then you go back and watch, and it was Leiter's changeup, and that changeup was too high and sat right out in the open for way too long. And that's something that I'm sure Bochy's going to talk about a little with us today. Just how his ups and downs are still kind of going, because last night wasn't an up for him at all. But that home run specifically was one of those moments where you're just like, that's Bobby Witt Jr., and he will do that and be prepared to see something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, one of the things that we talked about is this was going to be a good representation. We did the segment yesterday. This was going to be
bless,
a good
God
determination
bless you.
Of how far the Rangers offense had advanced. And unfortunately, game one shows not a lot, because you went up against, like I said, a very good pitcher, and he just crushed us. Unfortunately, you go up against two really good pitchers, probably even a better pitcher today before finishing the series out on Thursday.
Yeah, and that's kind of what you knew about this series, was that you were going to be facing good pitching.
Right.
Your weakness so far has been your offense. Your pitching is going to have to match it. If you want to stay close in these games, your pitching has to match it. And that's going to be a difficult thing to accomplish whenever your offense is kind of in the place that it is. But Kevin, when I was going through the, I'd like to see them win 10 out of the next 12, this was one of the series where I didn't say sweep. So
you
I did have this one marked as a one. I didn't expect to lose game one.
Yeah.
But after having a good winning streak like that, you do have the tendency to be like, okay, have we found it? And now it's kind of time to reset. They also were missing a couple of their, better players yesterday. Not saying anybody, but with Josh Smith's hamstring.
Which
Josh
Bosch Young. Said shouldn't require IL.
Yeah, so like there's a little bit going on there, and Josh Young may need a day. One of the things I want to ask Bochy today is, do your guys tell you when they need a day off? Are they honest with you? Because we heard, Saquon Barkley, Philadelphia Eagles player, say that to his coach during the Super Bowl run as they won a championship last year.
Indeed, they did.
Doing?
Now you're
just telling the facts.
Because he loves the Eagles.
So
you're going to get Patrick Corbin tonight. We'll ask Boch, but tomorrow has bullpen day vibes around it again, especially since Chris Young had said, hey, man, look, we might be in a tough spot starting pitching-wise the next 7 to 10 days, but then felt pretty confident about Evo bouncing back. So I don't know if they're thinking maybe that Baltimore start and maybe tomorrow will be a bullpen day, but that's kind of what I would guess. I'm really hoping, like, obviously you want to win the games. Like, if you can win these next two games, like Brett Boone kind of said, I don't entirely care how you win either. It would be great if you were knocking people in with runners in scoring position every single time. And instead, the Rangers have struggled mightily at that. But they've gotten more opportunities. And even with a low batting average, that has led to more runs. And they have won the games. And so I'm satisfied by that. I would just love to see a little bit of pickup from the offense in the next 2 days, because you're going up against two really good pitchers. And you want to feel like your offense is step up, because they've definitely taken a step up from being god awful to just below average, and you'd like to see them take another step up against quality pitching. That would be really encouraging for me.
I want to see them be able to step up, bounce back.
Yeah.
After a bad outing like that, the bounce back part of it is, that was some of Wash's best teams were, man, they won one, lost one, and they weren't going to lose the last one. In a series, they would bounce back real quickly. And the step up part of the offense is something that needs to significantly happen for this team to get the kind of streak or run that they need. We asked the question last week, is it time for them to go on a run? It is time for them to go on a run with this stretch, but that stretch can carry over to the second half.
For sure.
And I think that's what they need to find, that confidence and that rhythm.
And the good news is you're still in the middle of a run. Like, you're still 7-2.
Yep.
In your last 9. Absolutely. This one was just disappointing because your offense looked anemic yet again. But I know that can happen.
And it can all spiral out of control, Kevin, at
any
point.
Okay, well, I'm hoping that does not happen. That's my exact point.
It's a delicate balance to be able to keep it all on the tracks.
Not happen. They're still 7-2 in their last 9. I would just like to see their offense pop back up a little bit more. Yes.
I'm nervous.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Clearly.
Because it could go out of control.
Okay, here. Not...
It's my nerves.
Are you doing sports. What Mike did with the Colorado series last year? Now, I know we know in retrospect, if you ever lose to Colorado, you should probably just pack it up. Look at it, you Nationals.
You should be relegated.
Yeah, look, man, there are some teams. We'll get to in Baseball Nuggets. They got some issues that they need to take a look at. I don't think the Rangers feel that way at this moment. And no, I'm not going to say this could be the beginning of them spiraling.
I'm not either. I'm
asking. Sounds like
I'm
you
just
are.
I'm nervous that it could. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
It won't. Well, maybe.
For the sake of Corey and the team, let's get some runs out there tonight. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. One of the people that could help with that. Is this the season Josh Smith becomes an all-star? Next on The Fan.
Ready again with a 1-2. And that ball is hit deep into right field. Thomas going back on this, and it is gone. Well, that's the second hit. But the first run, Josh Smith cranks one out into the season right. His third homer of the year to put the Rangers on the board here at 13-1.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Is this the year Josh Smith is going to become an all-star? And will Corey Ney say it? So
probably not.
Okay, good.
He's probably not going to become an all-star.
I don't know why I didn't see that coming. So MLB.com had 8 players in the all-star ballot who deserve a second look. Of course, Josh Smith was not on that list because, you know, the disrespect is crazy. So I wanted to go back and look at some of his numbers, and maybe I'm just thinking about this disproportionately. Josh Smith, 27. He just won AL Player of the Week, hit .423 with an OPS of 1.269, pair of home runs. He has also already this year played 34 games at shortstop, 11 games at first base, 11 games at third base, and he's played at least one game in every other position outside of catcher and pitcher. So he's not like your typical, hey, I'm going to be lined up at shortstop every single day, obviously. So first of all, I'm terribly impressed just by that. I'm terribly impressed by the fact that he's been able to be so versatile defensively for the Rangers. Then you look at the numbers. He's hitting .288, OPS of .799. I believe both of those are at or near the top, depending on if you classify Evan Carter as qualified for it. I think he's put together a solid offensive year, and the versatility that he brings to this team. He has bailed this Rangers team out defensively time and time again. I think he is worthy of an all-star selection, although I can see how they would want to default to just the pitchers.
Where are you putting him?
He's utility.
That is a legitimate spot.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, yes!
I don't know who else deserves it. So.
By the way, he is second on the team in offensive war. He's .1 behind Wyatt Langford, and he's second on the team in OPS, although Evan Carter clearly has played significantly fewer games. So of like the full-time players this season, Josh Smith has the best OPS on the team. He has the best batting average on the team. He's 0.1 off of having the best offensive war on the team. And then you factor in all the defensive aspects that he brings to the table.
He just, I guess for me, All-Star does, it is the best player on your teams, right? It's changed a lot since the ability for fans to vote and take over.
That is true.
And we benefited from it 2 years ago.
By the way, I think the Rangers only have two players in the top 10 at any position.
Wow.
And one of them's Jock Peterson.
All right. So, it is concerning.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I saw that yesterday. Yeah. I was like, the hell is this? Jock Peterson? Because he's played for every team. So all the fans are like, I recognize that name, despite what he's done this year. But he is your kind of best player right now.
Yeah. And offensively. Yes.
Yeah. And it's just, he just, I'm going to ask Boach about this in a little bit. Last year, he played a lot more than he'd ever played before. And by the end of the season,
the second half last year was atrocious.
Yeah, by the end of the season, you could kind of see that it wore on him. And I'm kind of curious how differently he prepared and how Boach looks at that and the work that he's putting in on this team and how he's your leadoff hitter.
Yeah.
He is an important leadoff hitter for this team right now because he can get on base. And he provides hustle runs too. And that's important. And I thought that pairing of him and Wyatt Langford was going to be very beneficial. Wyatt's kind of been kind of taking a little dip and he's getting more walks than usual as well. But I think that there can be a very strong case made for Josh Smith as a utility. Now, as a fielder, he can't compete with, in the outfield, he can't compete with the Aaron Judges and the rest of that group.
Sure.
In the infield, there are other players with positions that they play at that level. But again, I go back to a couple of years ago, the Rangers and the Tampa Bay Rays, or the Tampa Rays, decided we're not letting any Toronto Blue Jays into this thing.
Yeah.
So the fans just won the vote on it, and what, six Rangers got into that sucker to start? So, like, if that's the that's where this stands, is if the Rangers fans can go out there and vote, which you need to do. You need to be voting for your guy.
If you vote multiple times a day.
Do fans not vote whenever they're frustrated that their team's not winning?
See, I think that's maybe the case. I'll tell you this, and this might sound really dumb. Hopefully, I'm going to need older people to back me up on this because I can see Alex be like, that's stupid. You're stupid. Is I think one of the things, I swear I really believe this, that hurt All-Star voting just in general is the disappearance of the paper ballots from the ballpark.
Because of the hanging chads.
Not because of that, but yes, I understand that reference. I think more than hockey, football, basketball, baseball obviously leans back on like, oh, this is the way my dad did it, my grandpa did it. And there was something about, like, especially as a kid, getting that All-Star ballot and sitting down while you're watching the game, and then like Julio Franco or whoever comes up, you're like, oh my God, obviously he's an All-Star. Because like there for a time, there's nobody at a certain age, nobody who can tell you that any player is better than your guy. Like there's probably kids out there, or maybe it's changed way beyond what I understand. There's probably a kid out there who's like, Wyatt Langford's better than Aaron Judge, and nobody can tell me any different. Because that's like your guy.
Yeah.
You know, and like you get to see him all the time. And I do really think like baseball voting in general took a hit when they're like, all right, well, we're not going to be handing out paper ballots because that's just not the way the world works anymore.
Do you remember voting on those?
100%.
Was Julio Franco one that you're like, he deserves it the most?
And Ruben Sierra, there's nobody who could tell me that they weren't All-Stars every single year. And I think some people would be like, you're what's wrong with All-Star voting. And I hear you, but I was a kid. And then you would like take it to the box, and if somebody had left an All-Star ballot, you were like, oh my God, I just got an extra ballot. Now, MLB.com's like, run, don't walk, to vote many, many times.
Yeah, the more times you add All-Star, hashtag All-Star, yes, the more votes they get.
Yes.
I'm like, that's too easy.
And so I wanted to give you an example of, I don't know if they're really worried about the All-Star voting getting hacked or whatever. I would love to see that, and all of a sudden Josh Smith has like 4 million more votes than anybody else.
I wonder if we could give him the KNC bump. If look here, I'll
vote for Josh Smith.
I'll admit it. I have been very adamant that I did not think Josh Smith was a starter on this team. Boach has not necessarily even made that. When all players are healthy, Josh Smith is our utility guy.
Yep.
And that's been the case, and I don't know how he can squeeze his way into a role that is any different right now or on any other team. He might be on another team before it happens. I've been adamant about it, but I'm very patriotic about the Rangers. Does that count? Is that
I like it.
Does that work out?
Yeah.
I care for this team. So if that's the best candidate we have, I'll put my entire endorsement on his election.
Tank Top Corey says do it.
Yeah. So if we can give him the KNC bump and get him up to 4 million, because Kevin, we've been on the march to 1 million for our Twitter account for a long time. Where are we at right now? About 20,000. We still got a way to go.
Don't ask.
We still got a way to go. But if you want to follow us at KNC1053, you can. And if you want to vote for Josh Smith for All-Star Game, KNC suggests it.
You know, I think one of the things that could really accelerate our individual or show social media, because I've noticed this from several people.
Go buy a bunch of followers.
That is true.
Like some people.
But also, just put out an angry statement that's not really a take about somebody that you know people don't like and just quote tweet like a national story and just be like, oh yeah, he's the worst. And like, you'll be amazed at how much traction that picks up. And you're like, okay, so you don't like the person that other people don't like?
Or what about if you just go like say, I hate the person that everybody likes?
Ooh,
that a lot of people like, because
yeah,
then they're going to follow you because they're like, why are you hating on the person I like?
Either that or pick up a radical political agenda. I have really been curious.
This is sports talk.
Dude. I know.
How dare you?
I've been really curious about running an experiment like on my Twitter, or maybe probably better off a burner Twitter, and like take a really extreme political position on either side and see how quickly I can get embraced by people as like an actual logical person who has thoughts about this. Anyways, the text has a couple of questions from the 239. Where's Josh Young? I'm really glad that they brought that up. And this is an example of how much better Josh Smith has been than the rest of most of this offensive team and how it might surprise you. Right now, Josh Smith, his WAR is more than double of Josh Young. His average batting average, 35 points higher, and his OPS compared to Josh Smith is 101 points higher. That is staggering. Now, you might also be shocked to hear this when I answer this question. Guys, from the 214, what kind of haul could the Rangers get for Seager and Semien and put Smith and Duran at shortstop and second base?
I think
you would get very, very, very little.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In that deal. Like, you'd be shocked how little you would get.
Don't you think your experience and ceiling level drop a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Like, just nothing against Josh Smith on this, but the experience that those two veterans have.
Yeah.
And their ceiling, if they play up to where they are, is far more than Duran for sure.
And so, like, the issue is, and somebody suggested earlier, like, hey, could we get a package started for Connor McDavid with Jason Robertson, Mikko Rantanen, and a first-round pick? Like, I don't even think that gets the discussion started because you're trading away players who make lots of money already.
Yeah.
So what is going to...
Wyatt Johnston.
Yeah, see, and
Robertson,
that's... And so you're going to need...
Two first-round picks.
You're going to need players that are already good that don't make a lot of money. And the issue is, you still owe Marcus Semien and Corey Seager about...
$1 billion.
A combined $302 million. So what team... is going to be like, let me trade to take on all of that salary and give a lot back. Now, would the Rangers be willing to pay some of that? If they do, it would help. But at a time when I know they want to clear out some space under the ceiling, I don't know if they would. And you would get shockingly little back in that trade. I know it's weird, but I'm telling you, that's the way it is.
They're pretty much, and it sounds bad, but this year, for the remainder of this year, stuck with this team.
Yeah.
Like there's just really not a lot they can add. Jock Peterson has to be good.
Yes.
The reality is they signed him in the offseason. That was their major investment. He has to be good. He has to live up to that contract because that's the bat that you need. That's what you need, what you would need to replace. And his money is almost irreplaceable because you can't trade him right now.
Yes. Oh,
the way
my God.
He's playing.
No.
And that's what you would need to be able to move around is his money, and you can't. So you need him to play up to that level.
All right. Would you guys rather talk about sports gambling or the Mebound?
Sports gambling.
Okay. We need a chance to mention the Mebound yesterday. We'll get to it at some point. All right. Sports gambling. Let's go to Louisiana, where you kind of ask what would happen with the NCAA and the settlement, and how would that affect the schools, the states, and everything like that? Well, Corey, as you probably guessed, the schools have said, you know what? We've made enough profit. We're just going to leave it be. We're going to give the money to the student athletes, and it will negatively affect our bottom line. And that's unfortunate.
I always knew that the college system was compassionate to the students.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. It appears as though I might have misread this article.
My bad.
Actually, what's happening is Louisiana is going to raise taxes on sports betting to get $24 million that they can divide across 11 state schools that have Division I football programs to help offset the costs of revenue sharing. Now, at a time,
there it is. When,
don't worry, they're making plenty of money, but they're like, you're going to cost us? The hell you are.
No, you won't.
It goes on to the consumer. And that's why people were like upset about tariffs and everything like that, because you'd think like, oh, is that company going to be like, hey, that's a tough break, but I'm in for the United States. That's not how it works at all.
You got to figure out how to pass it off to the consumer. It always is.
Exactly. So Louisiana will raise taxes on sports betting with the hope of raising $24 million. So all of that money that's going to get taken out of the school's budgets, so don't worry, they're already doing just fine. Look at those endowments. And they're going to pass the lack of savings onto you.
They sit in that room with the leather seats and the bourbon and the cigars. Yes. And they go, who has the money? And they go, well, our audience doesn't, but they'll spend it. So
see, and that's, man, that is a great point. If that isn't one of the general issues with what we've done with capitalism, is it's not we pass it on to who can afford it. We pass it along to who doesn't really have a choice and will keep doing this behavior no matter what.
Yeah.
Like we do that with so many different things. Like
they're addicted. Yeah. They got
to
have it.
Yeah. I feel like they're talking to me and they're like, what are you going to do, fatty? Not go to Jack in the Box? I'll put that to the test.
Those tacos are so good.
I see. The same with sports gambling, cigarettes, soda, and on and on and on. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. Why is everybody losing? And why is the baseball behaving differently? Next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. So let's start with all of the teams that are spiraling right now, because there are a lot of them. So we talked about in the opening segment, the Rangers loss, but they still have won 7 of their past 9. Now, things could be significantly worse if you were the Yankees. They've lost 5 games in a row.
Or they haven't scored a run in 20 innings.
I think it is actually 28 or 29 innings.
They stink.
They are spiraling offensively, to use Corey's word. Then there's the White Sox. White Sox, well, they have lost 6 games in a row. Not good. Not good at all.
Guess who made them lose 6 in a row?
We did.
Damn right.
But then there's the Washington Nationals. And I don't know if we'll need an intervention or what might need to happen, But the Washington Nationals have lost 10 games in a row. I believe that is their longest losing streak since 2008. Far more concerning than any of that. They have currently lost two straight games to the Colorado Rockies. The Colorado Rockies also ended their series and prevented a sweep against the Braves, which means the Colorado Rockies have won three straight games. This is not a drill, everybody. I repeat, this is not a drill. The Colorado Rockies are on a roll, and they are now on pace to win 36 games. Catch the fever. Now, that would still put them at 36 and 126, all right, which would be the worst record in the history of baseball.
Time to invest in some Rockies hats, season tickets.
Man.
Who's their best player?
I remember when the Rockies and the Marlins became expansion teams. I thought that their hats and their colors were the most awesome.
I didn't think they were cool. Yeah. So back when we were kids, there was nothing cooler than the White Sox hat.
Okay.
Like the White Sox hat was the one everybody, it was a black hat with socks on it. There was the Raiders hat too. Those were the two at the time when we were kids, everybody wanted those. And then the Rockies come out a little bit later on, and because it's a black hat with that purple on it, it became, that's a good one to have right there. And then they're in Denver also.
Hey, my suggestion, if Washington loses the next two games, they should be relegated. Send them down to AAA. Let a AAA team pop up. Because if you get a four-game swept by the Rockies, you give up.
Start investing in Hunter Goodman cards, Kevin.
Yes.
Batting 285, 14 bombs, and 46 RBI.
He's pretty young, too.
Yeah, he's not investing in his cards.
Super-duper young, but hey.
Maybe this Aaron Judge kid, too.
Let me tell you this. That is one of the beautiful things about the card industry. So much focus gets spent on like these few individual players that if you have a player like Hunter Goodman, I bet you can get the most badass Hunter Goodman cards in the world for really,
$3 or $4.
Really, really cheap. Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's talk about Rafael Devers. Apparently they did have that conversation because he said Red Sox are in the past and he is eager to play for the Giants wherever they want me to. Now, I don't know if that wherever means in the field or if he means sitting on the bench and DHing. I'm assuming it actually means wherever. But
he said wherever.
That's a huge positive for them.
Why?
Because the whole reason that he became toxic in Boston was their, whether you think it's a confusion, argument, disagreement, whatever, about him playing in the field is what led to him becoming disgruntled.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. Why is he deciding for this team? But he wouldn't do it for the Red Sox. And the reason is, you hired my replacement.
Yeah.
That's effed up of you to hire my replacement while I'm still here. You clearly don't want me here.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we just want you to be different here. And he's like, that's not how I feel about it. And he's probably looking around at that championship team that he was part of, and everybody from it's gone. And he's like, dude, y'all shipped off everybody from this group. So that's probably part of it, too. The why is, why is he deciding for this team and not that one? It's because he was hurt by that other team emotionally. And he's an emotional player.
No, I could see that. Now, speaking of emotions, Nick Castellanos, he was benched for a, quote, inappropriate comment on Monday. Now, I really enjoy this. Rob Thompson, the team's manager, said, one of the many things I love about Nick is he's very emotional. He loves to play. He loves to play every inning, every game. I just thought last night he made an inappropriate comment after he came out. And so today, he's not going to play. I'm going to leave it at that. Now, let's go to Castellanos, who had played 236 straight games dating back to the end of September in 2023.
He's going for Ripken's thing, huh?
Yeah, just needs more than 10 times as much. Do you think he's gotten over it? Quote, I wasn't happy about it, spoke my mind. He said I crossed the line, so my punishment is I'm not playing.
Yes.
Okay.
What would a player have to say to you that would cross the line for you saying you're out of the lineup today?
Ooh.
He's calling you a CS? Or is that like, no, you know what? That happens all the time.
I don't think a generic name call would hurt me. It'd have to be something personal.
Dipping in about Jess or Noah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That would do it for sure.
Okay, all right. What if he...
Brandon?
What if he took the last piece of chicken? The big piece, too.
I think I'll let it go.
Okay. All right. What if you sign the sweet spot on the baseballs?
See, that wouldn't bother me as much. But, like, I know that can be problematic for some people.
I am very curious, like, what he had to have said that crossed the line to be something that made you go, you know what, you're out for this game, and set an example to everybody else. It had to have been something that I don't want anybody, other player on this team, to say that to me again or think they can say it to me. At the same time, it's also a good player.
Okay.
You know, you do it to a chump player.
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares? You do it to a guy like that, and it's like, whoa, hold on.
Okay, would this work? Oh, are you actually going to make a decision that might help this team for once?
Oh, wow.
Like, something like that, that feels like, I mean, and they've been good this year. They've been really good this year. So
maybe he's like, I've been making some damn good decisions. Don't worry about it. Keep playing well.
Yeah.
So, man, it's got to be something.
All right, now let's go to the physics of the baseball.
What if he called you a jive turkey from the 940?
I have to admit, I don't think that would really throw me out.
A bunch of jive turkeys on this team.
I'd be like, okay, whatever.
You're chicken jockey.
So, and that definitely wouldn't bother me. So, The Athletic has been doing research about the baseball. And is it possible the baseball is at fault for all of our offensive woes with the Rangers? Probably not. But as a result of more drag on the baseball this year, 2025, that means equally hard hit fly balls compared to previous years are ending up 4 feet shorter. All right. So the Athletic contacted MLB, and MLB confirmed that there was a difference in a 4 foot reduction on long fly balls, but didn't offer any other explanation. And they're like, hey, don't worry about it. And so if you change the seam width or height, the theory is that that's what's happened with these baseballs, and that they just don't want to talk about it because then obviously they'll get crushed and everything like that. Rob Manfred, though, he was there to say, hey, don't worry about it. He said, hey, players have talked about the ball performing differently, but he hasn't noticed any difference in the statistics. Even though the statistics were plainly presented to MLB and they confirmed that, yes, in fact, the baseball is going 4 feet shorter on deep flies.
You think that the drag wouldn't have a problem with for the Rangers? Because they have a lot of power. And
they
do. Think that, but evidently, that could be a psychological thing for you.
Yeah.
Your whole philosophy is to get your best swing off. And to send it out of the park. And you start going, okay, that was my best swing. And it still didn't make it out of the park. Why not? When it was doing it last year, what's going wrong?
So this is like the benefit and problem of analytics, I think, all rolled into one, depending on how you feel about analytics. This is Brent Rooker from the A's. I've definitely hit some balls that I thought were going to have a chance, and they've been caught against the wall. Maybe the extra drag is why my expected slugging percentage is 100 points higher than my actual slugging percentage.
Interesting.
So, like, in terms of actual slugging percentage, meh, not so great. But he's like, hey, look at these numbers. In theory, my slugging percentage is off the charts, which means I'm having a good season. And I think that's the disconnect between some analytical and non-analytical people. I think the answer is probably all, you know, in the middle. It's like maybe you have been unlucky, but you still got to get better even if the baseballs are working against you.
Some people say, like, I know certain beer companies that are like local and smaller, they have trouble with consistency.
Yeah.
Making the same thing every single time. It's just difficult to do that.
You wouldn't think MLB would be one of those
places. And this sounds like the MLB is like, nah, they just stitched it wrong this year. And so we're stuck with these. But hold on. What? It seems like you could mention, hey,
nope,
we
can't
need to do
redo it
here.
And it does. You can't redo it.
It does seem like there is an ebb and flow yearly with the balls and how they're like, maybe some years they're like, we need to protect pitchers. Okay, now we actually need to give the hitters some. It seems like there's a back and forth, and I don't know if it's because of the economics of the game.
Yeah.
They're like, we don't need pitchers to want more money this year. We needed to have a down year.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for NFL Overreaction or Reality right here on The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.